everyone. Welcome to the Smart Firefighting Podcast. Today we're going to listen to a discussion between Mike Mastrino of Darley and Caleb of Teeks. We're going to learn about what Teeks is working on, and in particular, the event that's coming up on March 8th and March 9th called the Under Fire event. The Under Fire is a really fun, exciting event coming up where we're going to learn about different aspects of the fire service, and we encourage all startups, established companies, and firefighters to attend. We hope you enjoy listening, and take care. All right, and we are live. So, Caleb, how was your new year?
It was good. It's the first year. I've got three kids under five, so it was the first year I got to actually enjoy New Year's. I had babysitters for the kids, so it was awesome.
Nice. Congrats.
And how was yours? First New Year's married.
First New Year's married. We survived. I like to say we survived another year together, so it was good. I was in bed by about one, so I was able to watch the ball drop, and all good.
A couple more years down the road, you'll have to set an alarm at 11 to wake up to watch the ball drop.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So tell me a little bit, Caleb. I know we got a big event coming up here that you're hosting in March. How about tell me a little bit about Teeks first off, just for those that might not be familiar, and then we'll kind of hop into this event you're hosting.
Okay. Well, if you are in the responder world, it's possible that you have heard of Teeks before. And Teeks is the Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service. Many people will call us Texas A&M Fire School, or they might know us through the training program that we run for emergency managers. That's heavily taken by about 60,000 emergency managers around the country every year. But in total, we train 180,000 people a year in 81 different countries on first responder tactics and domains, including law, fire, search and rescue, hazmat, and public works response. So we're excited to finally get to open the doors on this facility to the innovation side of public safety and the innovative first responders out there. And you know, two things you could easily go to YouTube or Google would be Brayton Firefield and Disaster City. So much so that this is kind of a fun fact. I'll have to figure out what the name of the show is called. But Ozzy Osbourne and his son are currently have a reality show where they go around the country and do different crazy things. And they wanted to know what it was like to be in the line of duty as a firefighter. And so Thanksgiving Day, that Ozzy Osbourne show aired, and they did all of that footage at Brayton Firefield.
Oh, that's awesome. I had no idea. You're able to find that video on YouTube?
Oh, yeah, easily. I'll send you guys a link, but look it up. I mean, Brayton Firefield and Disaster City, as far as I can tell in 10 years of doing this, is probably receives the most publicity as a site for, you know, technologies and companies and people talking about disasters and different responsibilities and incidents that we've responded to in this country. So and it goes all the way back to the Oklahoma City bombing in the 90s, and we actually have a mock-up of that Murrah building here at Disaster City.
No, it's really exciting, and you mentioned innovation and bringing more of an innovation side of public safety. So what kind of value does having Brayton Firefield and Disaster City have for, you know, innovators or innovative new companies?
Well, one thing that I tell everyone that I'm talking to, and I think that it resonates especially true in the first responder world, it is what I tell people. No first responder would use a technology for the very first time running into a burning building. You know, they want to train on that technology. They want to have a level of confidence that piece of technology is going to perform, how it's going to perform, how reliable is it. And that's what these facilities provide. They provide a training ground for what we do as a training organization, but they provide a training ground for new innovative technologies to be tried out for the very first time and have a level of confidence on a biometric system before you start incorporating it into your decision making when you're rolling up to larger incidents. And maybe you do want to start monitoring in the future heart rates and breathing rates and things of your first responders. And you would never do that. You would never put it on at 8 a.m. on a new shift and just head them out the door without ever training on it. And so that's what these facilities were built for. They were for training. And I tell everyone, you know, a real innovation in first response has to go through training to really be adopted in a meaningful way. So this is, you know, in our opinion, that's a big draw to this new event that we have coming up. And we've talked about this previously on one of your podcasts, and we had to delay it because we had a massive hurricane down here in Texas with Hurricane Harvey. But Under Fire is still alive and well, and it is coming to it is premiering March 8th and 9th here in College Station, Texas, and everyone that comes and attends will get to see Brayton Firefield in Disaster City.
Perfect. And so it's the first time, you know, I was on the podcast before, so I know Under Fire, but what kind of event is this going to be March 8th and 9th?
Well, there's really two different audiences that we are working on right now. And before I jump into that, I just got to say, first off, there is a network of individuals that we are working with to make Under Fire successful. And groups like We Respond and Darley are to be commended for helping us get these things off the ground. But that network of collaborators that we're working with, you know, companies like TechNexus has done a lot of stuff with DHSS&T and Center for Innovative Technologies. We're working with them, and we just view them as our partner in bringing two different audiences to Under Fire. And so just know that when you come to Under Fire, we are going to have our collaborators there. So we're going to have major manufacturers and distributors in the first responder space at this particular show. But we have two audiences. And the first I wanted to talk about is the companies. So we are trying to find the 20 most innovative technologies in hashtag first responder technology, hashtag public safety technology. And we are not wanting to put any parameters around what that is or what that isn't. We want companies to come to Under Fire. And trust me, one thing that I told my team is it has to be simple to apply to Under Fire. So we have it down to four questions, and you can go to teekspdc.com/underfire and apply right now. It takes four questions, literally 30 minutes. You should be able to apply to Under Fire. And, you know, one of the big questions is, if you had 30 minutes to demo your technology at these two awesome facilities, of Disaster City and Brayton Firefield, what would you do with that opportunity? You know, we have cargo derailments, we have train derailments, we have vehicles, we have collapsible buildings, we have parking garages, we have confined space, we have trenches. All of these opportunities are available, and you had 30 minutes on that prop, what would you do with it? And so right now, we're rallying the troops. We're getting as much money put together as possible, but we are only going to invite 20 companies to Under Fire, and we're working on a progressive prize pool so that if you are invited, you're at least going to get, you know, some cash for coming. But 20 of them are going to pitch on the first day, which is March 8th, and only 10 of them get to demo on the second day. So we're calling it the Response Innovation Showdown. And we're in Texas. Think gun draws, think Wild West. So you come down here, you have to compete in day one to be able to demo in day two.
Perfect. And it really sounds like an incredible opportunity for these 20 companies once they are, you know, accepted by you guys. How do other folks get involved there? So I know we can have companies fill out an application on your website to become one of those 20s to come and really pitch their idea, and then
right,
hopefully showcase their technology in Disaster City or the Brayton Firefield. But how would other folks maybe come out, or who are those other folks that are going to come out? Are we going to have responders there giving feedback? Are other companies invited to come and, you know, see what's going on?
Perfect. So, great segue. So, audience number one is the 20 the most innovative companies in technology, and we are going to extend invitations to those 20 companies to come here. The audience in the room, the people that we hope to be sitting there getting to see these 20 companies, and some of the right now we have three extremely solid keynote speakers that I want to tell you about, but the people we need in the room are the first responders across this country that are willing to look at a new way of doing something and are really eager to see new technology adopted into the first responder market. And this is going to be a mixture of law and fire and the hazmat community and the urban search and rescue community, emergency medical personnel, but we want the audience of Under Fire to be first responders, be end users for those 20 companies' products that can say, heck yeah, that is a really cool piece of technology, but here are, you know, some hurdles that you're going to have or some concerns that I would have at my department to adopt that technology, because there's no better way than to get that feedback firsthand. But at the same time, there's no better way to describe a technology than to actually demonstrate it, to actually show somebody, here's how it actually works. So we have also at teakspdc.com/underfire/underfire, we have a registration link open right now for first responders to go out there. And so, you know, if this podcast goes out before Monday, you'll be the first one to know that it's available. So I guarantee you in 2 days in the United States, you will not find a event to go to that's response innovation that's less than the $50 charge we have for people to go to it. So $50, register between now and January 31st at teakspdc.com/underfire, and you will have a front row to the 20 most innovative technologies in public safety, and you'll get to see Braden Firefield in Disaster City. And, you know, that's the community that we've been trying to build. I feel good. You know, February 28th, I've been at Teaks for 10 years, so it took a decade to get to this point, and I feel really you know, just blessed that we're going to be able to put these people in the room and show them some really cool technology.
Well, first off, congrats on the 10 years coming up. I know that's no small feat, and having known you for almost 7 of those 10, it's been incredible to watch this grow, and I'm beyond pumped for the event. So just a couple other things here. You know, you said $50 for responders to get in. I mean, that's a steal just to get there, but then have the opportunity to see these technologies firsthand, to witness these demonstrations at the Firefield and Disaster City. But I kind of want to get some insight from you. You know, you said you're leaving this as open as possible for these 20 companies to come in, but what is one technology you're really excited about innovating in this field? What's the one thing that you're kind of looking for, one specific area that really interests Caleb?
So, you know, hopefully you can produce that stutter out of there. But the first thing that came to mind for me was biometric. I think being smarter as first responders about, you know, the state of our health and drastic changes in our health, right? Whether it's gunshot wound or broken bone or, you know, spiked adrenaline or whatever it is, I think that technology is getting to the point where we can become extremely self-aware with technology that's out there that allows you to do that. But, you know, what I think the limitation is there is, where does that information go? And I think right now, this is just Caleb talking, but make the responder aware of how his body's reacting. And, you know, if he's in a team of two, then make sure that his partner knows what's going on. And I think we're a ways off, I think. You know, maybe FirstNet helps out with this, but we're a ways off from incident command being able to have access to all this information, because we don't have a really good way right now to filter out all of the noise in biometrics. But that's a space that I'm really excited about, because if you look at what, you know, the textiles market or the PPE market's doing, there's an initiative. We have a DOD contract, and there's an initiative in the Army. It's called the 10% Initiative. And they either want to make ballistic materials that's 10% more effective, or they want ballistic materials that weigh 10% less. And so if you can do either one of the two, they're happy. And I think what we're seeing in PPE in the first responder market, specifically in the fire market, I know we're seeing technology that's allowing bunker gear to weigh less than it used to, and cooling systems inside of bunker gear. You know, I think that we don't want to lose sight of how long can someone perform. I heard someone talk the other day about they think 30-minute bottles are going to be a thing of the past. They're going to go away because, you know, that doesn't give you a lot of operation time. But as we move to a 45-minute or a one-hour bottle for an SCBA pack, you got to be aware of how that's physically impacting the physique of a first responder. And I think biometrics are going to play a big piece in that. That's an area that I would like to see more technology have success. And, you know, hopefully under fire, if nothing else, gives us 150 first responders to say what it would have to look like to be used and what they would change about the technologies we bring and put in front of them for them to be able to adopt them.
Great. No, I mean, biometrics, it's huge, and it's a coming thing that excites me up there right with robotics. So, no, that's great. I'm glad we got some of your side of that as well. Is there anything else you want to add about the event coming up here?
Yeah, so I'm using We Respond as one of the premier channels that we're going to be sending information out, and I want people to know that we're going to be using the WeRespond.com/chat as a community forum to start talking with first responders leading up to Under Fire. That's going to tell us, you know, what kind of demonstrations do you want to see? That, you know, maybe we get 50 or 100 applications. What kind of technologies are you interested in seeing at Under Fire? And we can maybe curate our companies to meet those needs of people that are coming. So look for that particular forum as being something that we start pushing a heck of a lot more. And we're going to start using it. And I think, working with you, Mike, and working with Darley, we're going to talk about how do we leverage those platforms for the people, the companies that come and compete at Under Fire. I think that's a big thing. And then the last piece is, we know there has to be, you know, my team keeps, I think maybe here at TX at the Product Development Center, maybe we take for granted, or my team maybe takes for granted how awesome Brayden Firefield is and Disaster City is. And so they keep saying, okay, but what's the big draw to get people to come here? And I'm like, okay, we got Disaster City, Brayden Firefield, and 20 of the most innovative companies in the world. I'm like, that's a fairy tale for me. Like, what else would you want? But we said, okay, let's put in some big name keynote speakers and have people that nobody has got to hear some of their stories yet and have them talk at Under Fire. And so I'm really excited to tell you guys right now, I can confirm 3 of our keynote speakers. So Deputy Chief Mike Coleman is from Dallas PD, and this will be him coming to the event Under Fire as a keynote speaker to talk about the use of tactics, training, and robotic systems during the Dallas shooting event that took place last year in 2017. So really excited to get someone down from Dallas PD to talk about that event. And Mike has agreed to do that and is on board and will be here to talk about the Dallas shooting and the impact that, you know, technology played in that particular initiative. And if you want to learn more about that, you have to come to Under Fire, and we'll leak a little bit more information out once we have some approvals on that. The other thing is, you know, there was massive hurricanes that took place in the later part of 2017. And if you're in the unmanned aerial system space at all, you have heard of Dr. Robin Murphy. So Dr. Robin Murphy was ranked by Fast Company, one of the top 30 most innovative women in technology. She's the author of Disaster Robotics. She's talked on the TED stage about the use of robotic systems in disaster recovery. Her group flew the largest use of unmanned aerial systems during Hurricane Harvey in Fort Bend County, Texas. They had 122 flights. And then they went over to Florida when that hurricane came through, and they broke their record with 240 flights in Florida. So, you know, she's got 360 flights in the last part of the 2017, and she's just going to talk about, you know, the lessons that she's learned using technology. And the cool part is that when you get to hear her story is the first robotic system she ever put into play in a disaster was at Ground Zero at 9/11. So, really excited to have her come and present and talk to us about the use of robotic systems from an incident side. And then the last one, he didn't feel like he was very innovative, but I'm telling you that Chief Jeff Saunders, who is the chief of Texas Task Force One, that is one of 28 FEMA search and rescue teams in this country. He has had 67 deployments in the last 3 years, and this guy loves technology. And Jeff Saunders is a good friend of mine. I'm very fortunate that he's going to tell us, you know, the technologies he's been adopting into Texas Task Force One and how they've come to increase efficiency and increase safety for the Texas Task Force One and other search and rescue groups. But he's also going to talk about what he wants to see in the future of first response. And so those three keynote speakers are locked in. And if you want to hear their stories and personally get to talk to them and, you know, maybe have a cocktail and talk about, you know, their experiences and things that you've done, you're going to want to make sure you come to Under Fire.
And if the venue was not enough draw as it was, having 20 of the most innovative companies and then having just three incredible keynote speakers, I mean, you guys are really putting on a heck of an event, and we're excited to be involved there. So just a couple more points on yours. It's smartfirefighting.com/chat is where we are open to comments before the event. What innovations is it your department looking for? What type of questions should we be asking these startups? Please go there. It's open. You can create your own profile. You can tag other folks inside your department. Caleb will be on there. There's going to be folks from Darley, from TechNexus, from a lot of these different groups involved in those conversations. So it's kind of your open access as an audience to our minds before the event. Thank you for that, Caleb. Is there anything else you'd like to add here before I let you go?
Well, I mean, I guess I have a question for you.
Yeah, please.
So, you know, you and I met at easily the biggest fire trade show in the country, right, with FDIC.
I thought you were talking about Darley Days.
Well, maybe I haven't been invited to Darley Days, you see. So, but, you know, I go to all these events. I go to law events, fire events, and I've never seen an event that really was focused on just innovating public safety technology. I understand that there is a difference in law and fire and search and rescue and EMS, but do you know of an event, or do you have an event that you go to on an annual basis, Mike? Or does Darley have one that you get to see all of these technologies in showcase and put them in the room with first responders at the same event?
In 7 years for working with Darley, we do 95 trade shows a year between fire and defense, and I can honestly say there's nothing like that. You know, that's one thing that really excites me, you know, being in an area of innovation, you know, more specifically with robotics. For me, I'm always looking for innovative conferences, especially ones that are hands-on and looking for that feedback. A lot of times you have everything polished on a trade show. You know, it might not be functioning because they're not able to run it, but here with the event you're putting on, you're going to put strain on the products. You're going to make them really prove themselves to win the event. It's not just an event, but it's a competition. It's really everything I've been waiting for. So no, there's nothing like it. I'm thrilled to be a part of it. I'm really looking forward to the event and seeing what comes out of it. So I hope I didn't just dance around your question there, but the short answer is no.
You know, we have been in the startup community here working, you know, for 10 years. And the saying is that, you know, if you can't find it, make it or borrow it, do it yourself. And if this conference existed, we would be at it, you know. And so the determination was we couldn't find what we wanted, and just very fortunate to be at an agency and have the relationships with all of our partners to be able to pull this off. And I think it's going to be a tremendous year. And I would just, if you're a company and you listened in, teakspdc.com/underfire, you can apply for questions. If you're a first responder and you're on the edge about innovation, or even if you're just a forward-leaning thinker and you want to see facilities and technologies in action, $50 is a deal. It's going to go up in February to 65, so register as soon as you can. And we appreciate you guys taking time to hear about it today on the podcast.
And thank you. And just before we let you go, Caleb, what is the motto of your team?
The motto of my team is burn it, break it, and blow it up.
That's right, and we're looking forward to doing that at Under Fire. So thank you so much for the time today, Caleb. We're looking forward to the event, and if any of listeners have questions, please visit the links, which will be listed below here in the podcast. If you weren't able to take notes fast enough, as Caleb put those out, and we look forward to seeing you in March.
Sounds good, buddy. We'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Caleb. Have a great weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.